Welcome to New World Notes, hosted by Kenneth Doust. This week, some new old George Carlin routines. Routines that show the two sides of Carlin's satire. I hope you'll stay tuned. We have another new old show today. Some fine old George Carlin routines we had not broadcast previously. Here's a quick overview of our subject. George Carlin was born in 1937. He started doing stand-up comedy in 1959. He gradually became more successful and popular nationally, doing material that was very clever but inoffensive. The stuff network TV loves to air. Perhaps from the 1970s, his material started becoming more political and more edgy. By the 1980s, he had become one of the most prominent leftist critics of American culture, politics, and economics. Even so, he retained his great popularity. He died in 2008. I believe our Carlin routines today are from the 1990s. By then, he was a full-fledged, powerful political and social satirist in the tradition of Juvenal. Who the heck is Juvenal? Well, we English majors like to classify satire into two types. Each type is named after a writer in ancient Rome. The satires of Juvenal were sharp and biting, acerbic. On the other hand, the satires of Horace were gently comic, witty, and urbane. We call this style Horatian, and we call Juvenal's style Juvenalian. In the 1990s, Carlin's Juvenalian side flourished. But at the same time, he created some Horatian satire, too. And our show today presents both sides. We'll start with a short sketch in full Juvenalian mood. It's a piece on the media's celebration of the birthday of Mickey Mouse. Then, after parts of a routine on American BS, we'll go to another sketch on a topic much in the news in our own time, prison reform. Alas, I am forced to bleep out naughty words galore to make Carlin suitable for airplay. Later we'll hear his gentler Horatian mode, but let's start with Carlin in full Juvenalian. How about Mickey Mouse's birthday?
Mickey Mouse's birthday being announced on the television news as if it's an actual event. I don't give a shit. If I cared about Mickey Mouse's birthday, I'd have memorized it years ago. And I'd send him a card. Dear Mickey, happy birthday. Love, George. I don't do that. Why? Don't give a shit. Mickey Mouse. Then break it off and beat him with the rest of it. I hope Mickey dies. I do. I hope he dies. I hope he gets a hold of some tainted cheese and dies lonely and forgotten behind the baseboard of a soiled bathroom in a poor neighborhood with his hand in Goofy's pants. Mickey Mouse, no wonder no one in the world takes our country seriously. We waste valuable television time informing our citizens of the age of an imaginary rodent.
Let's have two more sketches in the same Juvenalian style. That is, caustic, lashing, not to mention full of words not legal for broadcast. First, we'll hear a few minutes on a favorite theme of Carlin's, which I will abbreviate BS. Then a sketch supposedly, but not really, on prison reform. Please keep in mind that the prison material is 30 years old. Carlin is oblivious to such 21st century concerns as mass incarceration of black people as a tool of oppression. But let us begin with B.S.
Every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is that most people seem to have been indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources. Advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit. And always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner, it's still nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue, all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of and I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would f*** this country up. And I think deep down, Americans know that. That's why they elected and re-elected Bill Clinton. That's why. Because the American people like their right out front where they can get a good strong whiff of it. Clinton might be full of shit, but at least he lets you know it. Dole tried to hide it, didn't he? Dole kept saying, I'm a plain and honest man. Bull. People don't believe that. What did Clinton say? He said, hi folks, I'm completely full of shit, and how do you like that? And the people said, you know something, at least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit. Here's another idea. I'm going to save you a whole lot of money on prisons, but at the same time, we are still going to remove from society many of our more annoying citizens. Four groups are going away permanently. First group, violent criminals. Here's what you do with these Emmy Award winners. You take the entire state of Kansas. You move everybody out. You give them a couple of $100 for their inconvenience, you know. Gotta be fair. And then you move them out, you put a big 10-story electric fence around Kansas, and Kansas becomes a permanent prison farm for violent criminals. No parole, no police, no supplies. The only thing you give them is lethal weapons and live ammunition so they can communicate in a meaningful way. Then you put the whole thing on cable TV. The Violence Network, VNN. And for a corporate sponsor, you get one of those companies that loves to smear its logo feces all over the landscape. Budweiser will jump at this in half a minute. All right, next group, sex criminals. Completely incurable. You gotta lock them up. You could outlaw religion and most of these sex crimes would disappear in a couple of generations. But we don't have time for rational solutions. Much easier to fence off another rectangular state. Rectangular states are cheaper to fence, saves the taxpayers money, you know? This time, Wyoming. But only for true sex offenders. We're not going to bother consenting adults who like to dress up in leather Boy Scout uniforms and smash each other in the head with ball peen hammers while they take turns their cat. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. It's a victimless hobby. And think of how good the cat must feel. No, we're only going to lock up rapists and molesters. Those hopeless romantics who are so full of love, they can't help getting a little of it on you.
usually on your leg. You take all these heavy-breathing fun-seekers, and you stick them in Wyoming. And you let them and fondle. You let them chew, sniff, lick, whip, gobble, and each other until their are whistling, "Oh, come all ye faithful." Then you turn on the cameras and you got the Sperm Channel. And don't forget our corporate sponsor. We're going to let Budweiser put little logo patches on the rapist pants right here. This is for you. All right. Next group, drug addicts and alcoholics. Not all of them. Don't get nervous. Just the ones who are making life difficult for at least one other person. And we're not going to bother first offenders. People deserve a chance to clean up. Everyone will get 12 chances to clean up. Okay, all right, 15. That's fine, and that's it. If you can't make it in 15 tries, off you go to Colorado. A perfect place for staying loaded. Each week, all of the illegal drugs confiscated in the United States that the police and DEA don't keep for their own personal use will be airdropped into Colorado. And we're going to turn the Coors Brewery over to the beer drinking and everyone can stay wasted, wired, stoned, bombed, hammered, smashed, and faced round the clock on another new cable channel, Face Central. This is the real Rocky Mountain High. Okay, I've saved my favorite group for last. The maniacs and crazy people. Yeah. The ones who live out where the buses don't run. And I distinguish between maniacs and crazy people. A maniac will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo. A crazy person will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo, but he'll be wearing a Bugs Bunny suit at the time. So you can't put them all away. You know, you got to keep some of them around just for the entertainment. Like a guy who tells you the King of Sweden is using his as a radio transmitter to send anti-Semitic lesbian meatloaf recipes to Soupy Sales and Marvin Hamlish. A guy like that, you want to give him his own radio show. No, the maniac farm will be reserved strictly for hopeless cases. Like a guy who gets a big tattoo on his chest of Liza Minnelli taking a you know? And he tells you if he wiggles a certain way, it looks like she's wiping her you know? A guy like that, you want to get him into custody as quickly as possible. Now, for the maniac farm, I think there's no question we got to go with Utah. Utah, easy defense. Easy defense, right next to Wyoming and Colorado, and Colorado is right next to Kansas, and that means all 4 groups of our most amusing citizens are now in one place, except for the big fences. And I think I have another one of my really good ideas for cable TV. Gates. Small sliding gates in the fences. Think of what you've got here. Think of what you've got. Predators, degenerates, crackheads, and fruitcakes. 900 miles of fence separating them. Every 50 miles, you put a small sliding gate. But the gates are only 10 inches wide, and they're only open once a month for 7 seconds. And you know something? Cable, this has got to be on pay-per-view. Because if those gates are only open 7 seconds a month, you are going to have some mighty interesting people pushing and shoving to be first online. Deeply disturbed, armed, cranky lunatics on drugs. You know the ones. A lot of tattoos. A lot of teeth broken off at the gum line. The true face of America.
And every time you open the gates, a few of the more aggressive ones are going to get through. The creme de la creme. The alphas. They're going to get through, they're going to find each other, and they're going to crossbreed. And pretty soon you have a melting pot. Child killers, corpse, drug zombies, and full-blown wackaloons. Wandering the landscape in search of truth and fun. Just like now. Everyone will have guns, everyone will have drugs, and no one will be in charge. Just like now. But at least we'll have a balanced budget.
Time to shift gears a little. We've heard Carlin in full Juvenalian mode, lashing, biting, acerbic. Now for some of the Horatian mode, more gentle, more comic. Well, more or less. In this sketch on the English language, Carlin starts out each example Horatian. But as he elaborates on each, it sort of drifts towards Juvenalian lashing. Then back to gentle Horatian for the next example, and so on. Here is George Carlin on the English language.
This next thing is about the English language. It's about little expressions we use, we all say, and the little sayings and expressions that we use all the time, most of us, and we never really seem to examine these expressions very carefully at all. We just sort of say these things as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Hey, leave my friend alone, officer. He's legally drunk. You know where you can stick it. Well, why do we always assume everyone knows where they can stick it? Suppose you don't know. Suppose you're a new guy. You have absolutely no idea where to stick it. I think there ought to be a government booklet entitled Where to Stick It. Now that I think of it, I believe there is a government booklet like that. They send it to you on April 15th. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? It's the quiet ones you gotta watch. You know that one, eh? Every time you see a story about a serial killer on TV, what do? They bring on the neighbor. And the neighbor says, well, he was always very quiet. And someone in the room says, it's the quiet ones you gotta watch. This sounds to me like a very dangerous assumption. I will bet you anything that while you're watching a quiet one, a noisy one will kill you. Suppose you're in a bar and one guy's sitting over on the side reading a book, not bothering anybody. Another guy standing up at the front with a machete, banging it on the bar, saying, I'll kill the next comes in here. Who are you going to watch? Lock him up and throw away the key. This is really stupid. Where are you going to throw the key? Right out in front of the jail? His friends will find it. How far can you throw a key? 50, 60 feet the most. Even if you lay it flat on its side like that and you scale it, what do you get? An extra 10 feet, tops. This is a stupid idea, needs to be completely rethought. Down the tubes. You hear that one a lot. People say, ah, the country is going down the tubes. What tubes? Have you seen any tubes? Where are these tubes? And where do they go? And how come there's more than one tube? It would seem to me, one country, one tube. What, does every state all of a sudden have to have its own tube now? One tube is all you need. What, a tube that big? Somebody would have seen it by now. Somebody would have said, hey, Joey, look at the tube. Big tube over here. You never hear that. You know why? No tubes. We don't have tube one. We are essentially tubeless. Takes the cake.
You know?
Say, boy, he really takes the cake.
Where?
Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than the cake. Easy as pie. Hey, wait. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. The greatest thing since sliced bread.
So this is it, huh, folks? Couple of 100,000 years.
The pyramids, for Christ's sakes. Panama Canal, the Great Wall of China. Even a lava lamp. To me, is greater than sliced bread. What's so great about sliced bread? You got a knife, you got a loaf of bread, slice the thing!
And get on with your life. Out walking the streets. You know, guy gets a parole. They say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe the guy's home banging the babysitter. Not everybody gets a parole is out walking the streets. A lot of times they steal a car, you know. And we ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, isn't it, yeah? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know how come? Because I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy. Approaching dandy, in the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite fully dandy. Other times, I am indeed highly dandy.
However, not fine.
One time, 1965, August, for about an hour. I was both fine and dandy at the same time. But nobody asked me how I was. And I could have told them. I could have said to the person, fine and dandy. I consider it a lost opportunity. Walking papers. You know, guy gets fired.
He said, geez, poor guy. Well, they give him his walking papers today.
Did you ever get any walking papers? Seriously? Believe me, in my life, I got fired a lot of times.
You can tell.
Never got any walking papers. Never got a pink slip either. You know what I would get? A guy would come around to my desk and say, get the f*** out of here! You don't need paper for that. It's like the Riot Act. The Riot Act. They keep telling you they're going to read that to you. Have you heard this thing at all? Especially when you're a kid, they threaten you. You wait till your father comes home, he's going to read you the Riot Act. Tell him I already read it myself. And I didn't like it either. I consider it wordy and poorly thought out. He wants to read me something. How about the Gentleman's Guide to the Golden Age of... More than happy. I bet you say that sometimes, don't you? Once in a while, you say to somebody, oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. How can you be more than happy? To me, this sounds like a dangerous mental condition.
We had to put Dave in the mental home. He was,
more than happy.
one more of these, in your own words. People say that to you. You know when you hear that a lot in a classroom or in a courtroom, they'll say to you, tell us, in your own words. Do you have your own words? Hey, I'm using the ones everybody else has been using. Next time they tell you to say something in your own words, say, Nick flut blarney quando flu.
You've been listening to the great American satirists George Carlin at his peak in the 1990s. Thanks to Colorado Free Radio for the audio. They assembled 2 hours of Carlin as a memorial shortly after Carlin's death. I alone am to blame for all the editing, cutting, and bleeping you heard today. No, wait! A brief digression here in which, in the tradition not of Juvenal or Horace, but of Donald Trump, I will shift the blame from my own shoulders onto someone else. The person responsible for at least half my bleeping is not I, but rather, wait for it, George Carlin himself. In the 1970s, Carlin's wonderful sketch, 7 Words You Can't Say on TV, was broadcast on a Pacifica radio station. The right-wingers, who had been trying to shut down Pacifica forever, flooded the FCC with complaints about the naughty words they heard on the air. This ultimately led to another ghastly Supreme Court decision in 1978. The decision expanded the government's right to censor the broadcasters. Now the government was allowed to ban not only obscene language, but also indecent language. Therefore, all the bleeps you heard are entirely George Carlin's fault. Of course, I'm being satiric myself, and let's get back to the sign-off. Thank you for listening to New World Notes. Find our complete archive on the web at newworldnotes.blogspot.com. From Darkest Connecticut, this is Kenneth Doust, advising illegitimi non carborundum, try to live each day as though the truth were true, stay safe, and please tune in again next week. Till then.